You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. There's an organization in our area whose mission is to give kids with chronic and life-threatening health challenges the chance to enjoy the experience of going to camp at no charge. The organization is called North Star Reach, and joining me to talk about what they do is Board President Sherry Mark. Sherry, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.
Now, I take it that while a lot of folks have not heard, perhaps, of North Star Reach before, you have been doing some important work kind of in the background for a while.
We've been around since 2007, but we've been very silently working to get a shovel in the ground for camp, and now we're going very public with it because we hope to get a shovel in the ground this fall.
Okay, and where will the camp be located, and what's the time frame, I guess, for getting things up and running and open?
The camp is located on 105 acres, surrounded by three beautiful lakes. It's on a peninsula in Pinckney, Michigan. It was the old fresh air camp that was owned by the University of Michigan, and they're leasing it to North Star Reach for $1 a year for 50 years, so it's our land. And it's fabulous. There's not too many homes around. It's on a bunch of lakes. And we are looking to put a shovel in the ground this fall. That's our expectation. And it will take about a year to build camp. There were some existing buildings on there that we've had to tear down. And we basically have to start from scratch. It will be completely handicap accessible. It will be completely barrier free, physically, emotionally, and financially for the kids. So we hope to open camp by 2015.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about what kids will experience at camp?
The experience is fabulous because these kids are kids who they're referred from the hospitals in the Great Lakes region, mostly Michigan, but the Great Lakes region. And they're always told what they can't do. You know, they kids with cardiac problems, kids on ventilators, kids with sickle cell, all kinds of things. So the experience at camp is what can you do? They will go on zip lines, they will go fishing, they will go boating, they will go swimming, they will do everything that kids without any challenges do at camp.
Now you're dealing obviously with kids with chronic and life-threatening health challenges. I would imagine there are limitations and restrictions and things like that, and you can work around those things?
We do. We will have a state-of-the-art medical center on our property. We're a member of the Serious Fun Children's Network of Camps, which was started by Paul Newman in 1988. It used to be the hole-in-the-wall camps. Mm-hmm. And the criteria for that to be a member is that we have to have a medical center. So we'll have a medical center, you know, staffed by healthcare professionals. And so if a child needs chemo or a child, you know, needs something, all their needs will be taken care of, but the kids won't know it. Their needs will be fun. But for instance, with ventilators, if a child in a wheelchair on a ventilator wants to go on a zip line, then we're going to strap them to a counselor and they'll go on a zip line. It's awesome.
Excellent. Now, families will be included in this as well, right?
Families will be included. We're going to be a year-round camp, and we're going to have opportunities on the weekends for family camps and for sibling camps. And it's great because too often these kids are only, families are only involved with the illnesses, and now they'll all get to be involved in the fun part of it.
Now, obviously, it's going to cost money to build the camp and provide services at no charge to the kids and their families. Where is the money coming from?
The money comes from donors. And if I'm allowed to mention, we're in the middle of a $26 million capital campaign. We're about halfway there. We've got fabulous, generous donors. We will be fundraising not only for our capital campaign, but sustainable because all the kids go for free. And so our supporters, just like WEMU supporters, are great, and this is for the kids. We've got some events coming up that we're doing. We have a golf outing. It's our second annual Campfire Classic, and that is August 12th. That's going to be at Traverse Point up in Ann Arbor, and so you can go on our website, www.northstarreach.org, to find out more. We've got a color run. We've got a Tigers games that we're doing, Swim to the Moon. All kinds of stuff. Dance Marathon loves us, so they do things for us. So, it's awesome.
All right. How big is the need for a camp like North Star Reach is going to provide?
Unfortunately, the need for camp is far, far greater than there are camps available for these kids. So we actually, University of Michigan, in conjunction with us, did a study a few years ago and found that there's thousands of kids that need to go to camp. And so we will be able to accommodate probably about 1,500 kids a summer, for the 9-week summer session, and then on the weekends it'll be different ones. But there's a huge need for these kids to go.
Sounds like probably more kids than you could possibly help.
More kids than we can possibly serve, so that's why it's important to get camp open. There's 14 camps in the Serious Fun Children's Network around the world. right now, while we're getting ready to build our camp, we sent 50 kids this summer to three other camps in our network. We pay all their transportation costs. The kids go for free. We send out counselors and volunteers. And so now this is the weeks that they're coming and going. And that program will stop when we're done. But we also have an outreach program where we'll take camp into the hospitals. And that will continue for kids that can't get out. So we're trying to get to all the kids and all the families as much as we can.
Can you tell me a little more about the Take Camp to the Hospital program? Sounds pretty cool.
Right. Well, obviously we can't take both, but we can take arts and crafts. And we can take books, and we can take games, and our camp director Patrick Smith is helping to design that program right now. And so, the children's hospitals in the area, and we're our partner hospitals are Mott and Children's and DeVos and Beaumont and all of the, Sparrow. We've got most of the hospitals in the Michigan region that service children, and we're branching out to be a Great Lakes regional resource. Mm-hmm. They all are helping. We work with their child life services to plan what would work best in the spaces we're going to be doing it in, because every child should be able to go to camp.
Very true, very true. How can folks find out more about North Star Reach?
Folks can find out more about North Star Reach by going to our website. It's www.northstarreach.org. And we are always updating it. We'll tell you the latest events. If you click on our website, Serious Fun Children's Network link, you'll find out about the other camps that are similar to ours. And so it's a great way. You can donate, you can volunteer. Remember, the operating costs are all donated. So our counselors are volunteer. We need people to help out at camp. So lots of opportunities to give back to these kids. And, mm-hmm. and I got to tell you, for me as a volunteer, when I see these children and see their happiness and see how it empowers their lives and it changes their lives, it's worth every minute of the time that I spend with this.
Excellent. Sherry, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Bob.
Sherry Mark is president of North Star Reach, which will be providing a camping experience for kids with chronic or life-threatening illnesses and their families.